You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each piece twice. One. You hear a hotel manager talking about the staff who work for her.
I think I've managed to build up quite a good team of staff here at the hotel, although of course there's always more you could do. When I started, there was a bit of a tendency for leaving early among some of them, and I had to be firm in putting a stop to that. I don't think people should get fixed in one particular role, so I have them rotating their duties, reception desk, waiting, cleaning, from week to week, and if I see someone shows talent, I recommend they try for further training, or something like that. I think I've managed to build up quite a good team of staff here at the hotel, although of course there's always more you could do. When I started, there was a bit of a tendency for leaving early among some of them, and I had to be firm in putting a stop to that. I don't think people should get fixed in one particular role, so I have them rotating their duties, reception desk, waiting, cleaning, from week to week, and if I see someone shows talent, I recommend they try for further training, or something like that.
2. You overhear a student talking on the phone.
So, well, it's okay, Mum. I've not done much actual studying yet, more just registering for the library, things like that. I've got as far as meeting all my teachers, and I'm happy that they all seem nice. And I've settled into my room now, you know, got pictures up on the walls. It's really close to everything, the centre, the campus. There are loads of other students in the same building, of course, and they seem okay, most of them, so I expect I'll get to know them over the next few weeks. So, well, it's okay, Mum. I've not done much actual studying yet, more just registering for the library, things like that. I've got as far as meeting all my teachers, and I'm happy that they all seem nice. And I've settled into my room now, you know, got pictures up on the walls. It's really close to everything, the centre, the campus. There are loads of other students in the same building, of course, and they seem okay, most of them, so I expect I'll get to know them over the next few weeks.
3. You hear a caller on a radio phone-in programme.
Yes, I'm calling about the way some colleges are cancelling training courses. I was listening to the last caller and I thought it's terrible. This business of simply telling people, no, sorry, it's not running after all. In my case, I'd paid a deposit, I'd arranged to have the time away from work, so when the course was cancelled, it was really bad news. I'm sure there are other listeners out there with the same experience, so what can be done about it? Who's responsible? Yes, I'm calling about the way some colleges are cancelling training courses. I was listening to the last caller and I thought it's terrible. This business of simply telling people, no, sorry, it's not running after all. In my case, I'd paid a deposit, I'd arranged to have the time away from work, so when the course was cancelled, it was really bad news. I'm sure there are other listeners out there with the same experience, so what can be done about it? Who's responsible?
4. You hear a man talking about a wildlife documentary.
Overall, this documentary is worth watching. I'm not sure it's going to win an award this year, however, since it's short of being really inspirational. The locations are great, but in some ways the camera work lets the rest of it down. I'm not saying there's anything actually poor, but by today's standards, I'd have expected tighter close-ups, a few more night scenes using infrared techniques. I think this is particularly true if you're going to feature the kinds of smaller animals that they went for here, ones that don't naturally fill the screen. The voiceover was strange, very downbeat, almost flat, which actually gave an odd sense of excitement to it. Overall, this documentary is worth watching. I'm not sure it's going to win an award this year, however, since it's short of being really inspirational. The locations are great, but in some ways the camera work lets the rest of it down. I'm not saying there's anything actually poor, but by today's standards, I'd have expected tighter close-ups, a few more night scenes using infrared techniques. I think this is particularly true if you're going to feature the kinds of smaller animals that they went for here, ones that don't naturally fill the screen. The voiceover was strange, very downbeat, almost flat, which actually gave an odd sense of excitement to it.
5. You overhear two people talking in a cafe.
I'm so sorry I'm so late.
Don't worry, I was fine. Checking my messages here.
I got here as quickly as I could, but just as I was leaving the office, I got a call from the camera shop to say my photos of my friend Richard were almost ready, but they had some questions. Just take a moment, sir. Well, it was a funny kind of moment.
No problem.
Anyway, they'll be done just in time to pick up tonight, so I can take them over to Richard's house after this.
I'm sure he'll be pleased.
I'm so sorry I'm so late.
Don't worry, I was fine. Checking my messages here.
I got here as quickly as I could, but just as I was leaving the office, I got a call from the camera shop to say my photos of my friend Richard were almost ready, but they had some questions. Just take a moment, sir. Well, it was a funny kind of moment.
No problem.
Anyway, they'll be done just in time to pick up tonight, so I can take them over to Richard's house after this.
I'm sure he'll be pleased.
6. You hear a man talking about how he designs light shows for music concerts.
Well, every show's different, of course, a fresh challenge. What works brilliantly in one venue may flop in another, so I always focus on the idea of the audience, how they will experience the performance, and then I try to bury myself in the music they'll be playing, playing it over and over again until it's inside me, until I start to get a main idea, and then I refine that. I might also look at some classic films, like old black and white ones, to get ideas about light and dark, contrast. It depends on the kind of music I'm dealing with. Well, every show's different, of course, a fresh challenge. What works brilliantly in one venue may flop in another, so I always focus on the idea of the audience, how they will experience the performance, and then I try to bury myself in the music they'll be playing, playing it over and over again until it's inside me, until I start to get a main idea, and then I refine that. I might also look at some classic films, like old black and white ones, to get ideas about light and dark, contrast. It depends on the kind of music I'm dealing with.
7. You hear two friends talking about a new free bike hire scheme.
What this city needs is a free bike hire system, like they have in some other places. It would do a great deal for the quality of life here, and it's up to the local government to pay for it. It would probably reduce bike thefts as well as reducing traffic congestion.
Well, I'm not sure about the crime angle, but the environmental benefits for the city would be clear. But I think it needs wider involvement than just the local council. It's such a serious issue.
Well, it's not a national issue like gun crime or something, is it?
No, but it's a deeper problem than people seem to appreciate.
What this city needs is a free bike hire system, like they have in some other places. It would do a great deal for the quality of life here, and it's up to the local government to pay for it. It would probably reduce bike thefts as well as reducing traffic congestion.
Well, I'm not sure about the crime angle, but the environmental benefits for the city would be clear. But I think it needs wider involvement than just the local council. It's such a serious issue.
Well, it's not a national issue like gun crime or something, is it?
No, but it's a deeper problem than people seem to appreciate.
8. You hear a woman talking about her favourite movie.
Yes, I'd say that is my favourite film of all time, ever. There is no limit to how many times I could watch it. And every time I watch it, I'm still absolutely hooked, to the exclusion of all else. I mean, yes, I fully acknowledge that not that much actually happens. Maybe it is a tiny bit slow by today's standards, but the laughs still work. The jokes are still well delivered, and there's just enough romance involved to make the whole thing quite sweet. And the last line is still one of the best in any film. Yes, I'd say that is my favourite film of all time, ever. There is no limit to how many times I could watch it. And every time I watch it, I'm still absolutely hooked, to the exclusion of all else. I mean, yes, I fully acknowledge that not that much actually happens. Maybe it is a tiny bit slow by today's standards, but the laughs still work. The jokes are still well delivered, and there's just enough romance involved to make the whole thing quite sweet. And the last line is still one of the best in any film.
That is the end of part one.